This is the third recording for Outcome 2.7, which says believe, explain, and practice the key biblical doctrines. We pick it up with the doctrine of Christ. Jesus Christ is God. John 1:1 and 14. John 10:30 to 33. John 20 verse 28. Colossians 2:9, Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, and Hebrews 1:8. Jesus was born of a virgin, Matthew 1:18, and Luke chapter 1:26 to 35. Jesus became a man, Philippians 2:1 to 11. Jesus is fully God and fully man, Colossians 2:9, 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 4:15, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus is perfect and sinless, 1 Peter 2:22, and Hebrews 4:15. Jesus is the only way to God the Father, John 14:6. Matthew 11:27, and Luke 10:22. The Holy Spirit. God is Spirit, John 4:24. The Holy Spirit is God, Acts 5:3-4. 1 Corinthians 2:11-12, and 2 Corinthians 13:14. The Trinity. God is three in one, or a Trinity. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:16-17, Matthew 28:19, John 14:16-17, 2 Corinthians 13:14, Acts 2:32-33, John 10:30, 17:11-21, and 1 Peter 1:2. Sin. All people have sinned, Romans 3:23 and 5:12. Death came into the world through Adam's sin, Romans 5:12-15. Sin separates us from God, James 4:4. Jesus died for the sins of each and every person in the world, 1 John 2:2, 2 Corinthians 5:14, and 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus' death was a substitutionary sacrifice. He died and paid the price for our sins so that we might live forever with Him. 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 20:28, and Mark 10:45. Salvation. Salvation is a free gift of God, Romans 4:5 and 6:23, Ephesians 2:8-9, 1 John 1:8-10. Believers are saved by grace. Salvation cannot be earned by human efforts or good works. Ephesians 2:8-9. In Philippians 2:12-13, we read, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work, for His good pleasure." MacArthur says, "The Greek verb rendered work out means to continually work to bring something to fulfillment or completion. It cannot refer to salvation by works, but it does refer to the believer's responsibility for active pursuit of obedience in the process of sanctification. The ESV Study Bible adds, while verse 12 may seem to suggest salvation by works, it is clear that Paul rejects any such teaching. In 2 verse 12, Paul means salvation in terms of progressively coming to experience all of the aspects and blessings of salvation. The Philippians' continued obedience is an inherent part of working out their salvation in this sense. Those who reject Jesus Christ will go to hell forever after they die. Revelation 20, 11 to 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. Those who accept Jesus Christ will live for eternity with him after they die. John 11, verses 25 and 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.